Probably not our standard. I was really impressed with his win at Leopardstown last time. And in truth, I'd be pretty surprised and a bit disappointed if he wasn't able to win it again this year. 10 to 11 is a fair enough price too. I think you've got doubts about some of the others. Binocular, I'm still not convinced he's quite as good as he was when he won this a couple of years ago, although he did look pretty impressive visually at Wincanton last time. Zarkander, to me, still has a lot to prove. He won a handicap last time, albeit a competitive one, that hurdle race at Newbury. Rock on Ruby, his form ties in with Binocular. I actually think if you're looking for a bet in the race, Paul, if you're not inclined to lump on Hurricane at a short price, look at the betting without the favourite here. Oscar's Well, to me, is a fair price at 5-1 without the favourite. You can obviously bet each way in that market as well. I'd be disappointed if this horse was any worse than fourth. He would have beaten Rock on Ruby, I think, in the Neptune last year, but for that mistake at the last. And that sort of form, I think, puts him bang in the mix. And to me, he's been getting better with every run this season. He's been slowly coming to hand. His run against Hurricane Fly was his best. Turned around earlier form with 1,000 Stars. From the running in the Morgiana hurdle at Punchestown earlier on in the season. And Robbie Power and Jessica Harrington, they both feel he's going to be a lot better on the better ground too. And he certainly seemed to go really well on it last year. So if there's a value bet to be had in the race for me outside the favour, I think Oscar's Well at 5-1 in the betting without is the one.